Segment today is brought to you by the Opie Chicken House. Call the Chicken House for all of your catering needs at 620-475-3386.
The Opie Chicken House has been providing the area with their signature quality food for over 65 years. They're open for dine-in service and carry-out Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. Come visit the Chicken House to see their newly remodeled dining room and for fried chicken, steak, seafood, burgers, and homemade pie. The Chicken House wishes to thank you for your support. They look forward to seeing you. Just 10 minutes south of Emporia in beautiful Olpe, Kansas.
KVOE, we are live and we are local and we are happy that you're with us on this Friday morning, Valentine's Day, 722, 16 degrees on our way to 43, windy ones here today. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by St. David's Day Committee members Jan Briggs and Rhonda Gordon. Rhonda, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having us, Ron.
Yeah, good to talk to you. Jan, hello.
Hello.
Well, Jan, I'm going to start with you because we're not that far out from St. David's Day activities here in Emporia and in Lebo. How is the organization side of things going right now for those big activities?
Well, our committee has met, and a lot of things are in the works. We just want to put out there, first of all, to mark your calendars that St. David's Day, which we always celebrate on the first Sunday of March, will be March 2nd this year at 2:30 at the Emporia Presbyterian Church. You can put that on your calendar now. And also, another fun thing that is in the planning, and that is the Welch Tea, which is February 27th, the Thursday before the concert. And the ladies at the Lebo United Methodist Church put on a really nice time. They'll have barbary bread and tea, and they'll be decorated for spring, and that is at 1:30. So lots of things, lots of preparation with the music. We're getting the word out, and we also have a practice coming up, and anybody who likes to sing is welcome to join us the Saturday before March 1st at 1:30 at the church for practice. And anybody's welcome.
All right, Rhonda, you normally get a pretty good turnout for the vocalists here for St. David's Day, don't you?
We do, but our chorus is aging, and so we're always looking for that new talent to come in. And the next generation to step up and bring their vocals to the choir would be great. It is at the Emporia Presbyterian Church West Campus, the one there on 15th and okay. Lincoln. So on the 2nd and the 1st for the March 1st for choir practice and March 2nd for the concert in tea. Barbary tea and Kaus will be the menu, barbary being the Welch raisin bread, tea, and then, as traditionally, always served with cheese on the bread. Or you could put the cheese on the bread. We serve it on the side.
Gotcha. You mentioned here, Rhonda, about the practices the day before the concert. For folks that have been maybe interested for a while, maybe this is their first time that they've maybe wanted to be part of the choir, what music are they going to be singing coming up here on the 2nd?
We have some traditional hymns that are always sung in English, and we also have a few traditional hymns that are sung in Welsh. But we have the Welsh hymnals and the phonetics that go with those.
Phonetics are a big deal, aren't they?
They really are. They really are. I personally don't sing because they've asked me not to.
I might add, Chuck, I really don't sing either, but I got voluntold by my dad years ago that I was going to be in it, and I don't know that I've improved, but they still let me in the choir. So really, it's not hard to come and sing, and it's a lot of fun.
Is there a lot of voluntelling here with the younger generation, Jan?
I'm trying. I'm doing some arm twisting and signing folks up. So are you a singer? I guess that would be my next question.
Okay. So what time do things get started at Emporia's West Campus there?
Way to go.
1:30 on March 1st for the choir practice and 2:30 on Sunday, March 2nd for the concert and the tea.
Okay.
Gotcha. You know, one of the things here, Rhonda, that we always bring up here when it comes to St. David's Day activities is, you know, not just the fact that this is, you know, really reaching a lot of people, because a lot of people have Welsh heritage, and not just on the holiday itself, but, you know, Emporia and Lebo and really the area now is rapidly becoming an outlier when it comes to St. David's Day celebrations here nationwide. And it's a trend, unfortunately, that seems like it's been now in place for a couple of decades.
Actually, longer than a couple of decades. This
really?
Is our 137th.
Yeah, but you know, one of the things here that is happening elsewhere across the country is there's fewer and fewer of these celebrations, and what, we're only down to a handful now, aren't we?
We are, and we do have a lot of, we had some folks from Kansas City come last year for our concert because they found us on Facebook or they had been here before. We've done Facebook Live before with our concerts and know that we've had folks from out of state watch them. So it really is a dwindling. You're right. There's only a handful of concerts across the nation now. But we're lucky to be on our 137th this year, and good community support, good choir members, good ladies who continue to make the bread to keep our teas and afterwards going. So.
So you do have a bread baking committee then, huh?
We do. There again, the Art of Bob Reed, the Welch Raisin Bread, there's several of us that, and if you could do something about the weather next Wednesday.
we'll try.
So we don't have negative numbers and lots of snow, because the committee was going to get together and bake bread together, because we've got a couple newer members who are wanting to learn. So if you could make sure, you know, the weather's good, that'd be great.
Well, we'll do our best. And is Ilana Jones coming back as conductor and guest soloist again here this year, Jan?
Yes, she is. We are lucky to have her come back every year, and she will be here, and she usually does a solo. I might add that we also have some instrumental solos in the program. Usually we'll have a harp and a violin, some solos, and this year possibly a flute solo, so lots of variety. I might add a comment about Rhonda's snow comment. I do have a newspaper clipping that in 1905, St. David's Day was postponed because of snow in Arvonia, and it was put on St. Patrick's Day. So
Wow. We
are not going away. We will be there no matter what, daffodils or not. And that bread also is made with love. I know the ladies on that committee. I'm on the song committee. I'm not on the bread committee, and that's for a reason. But Rhonda and her gang do a great job of bread making. So you've got to come just for the bread. Rhonda, don't you have loaves of bread for sale as well?
We will have loaves of bread for sale.
Nice.
I think they were $5 for the small loaves last year and $7 for the large loaves last year. So,
okay.
And that's what funds our program for the next year, to bring back our choir director and the small expenses that we incur throughout the year.
Well, it is a rich Welsh tradition. That is for sure. St. David's Day coming up. And Jan, run down the dates and times again for us here.
Okay, the concert itself is Sunday, March 2nd at 2:30 at the Emporia Presbyterian West Campus. The day before, on March 1st at 1 o'clock, will be our practice. It usually is an hour, hour and a half. it's at 1 o'clock, and it's also at the West Campus. And don't forget the tea. It's a really good time in Lebo from 1:30 to 3:30 on Thursday, February 27th. And, yes, I've gone to that, and the ladies there do a really nice job.
And if you want a couple different, the Welch tea in Lebo will serve Welch cakes, and the Welch she, at the concert on March 2nd, will serve the traditional Babri. So there's two different Welch Heritage food samples that you can get there.
Okay, sounds good. Well, I appreciate it, Rhonda. Thanks for joining us here this morning.
Thanks for having us, guys. You're always great.
Thanks.
I like that. Jan, thanks so much for joining us today.
Yes, it's always fun.
Appreciate it, you two. Thanks. Good job. Yeah, Jan Briggs, Rhonda Gordon, St. David's Day Committee members. St. David's Day activities are near, Chuck.
They are near, huh? Just a couple of weeks away. And we want to let you know, too, that if you have an event or an activity that's coming up, and it's, well, let's say it's not Monday, Tuesday, we've got space for you here next week. We've got Wednesday, Thursdays, Fridays newsmaker segments open. And you can claim one of those by calling us at 620-342-1400 or by emailing KVUE at KVUE.com. We're going from one music event to at least a couple coming up next week as Emporia State Director of Bands Gary Zeke joins us, talking about upcoming concerts.
At ESU, yes indeed. And our primetime newsmaker this morning, brought to you by the Olpe Chicken House, featuring great chicken, steak, seafood, and catering. The Olpe Chicken House, a family tradition since 1958. The Olpe Chicken House. 732, it is 17 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weekend weather next.
Ace Laundry is ready to help you load up, spin out, and stay fresh. They have the biggest mega washers that are clean and ready to